Welcome back to Together Forever. I'm Dumisani Mfune, and with me in the studio is
Mandla Lopondwana.
Now, if you've been following, last time we looked at the guy that the lady dates, the persuasive guy. And then Mandla sort of hinted at the husband. It seems these are two different people. Let's see what exactly changes. Mandla.
What changes is status. As men, it's very easy for us to operate in positions. It's easy because maybe neurosurgeons say our brain is compartmentalized. So it's easy for me to step into a role of a football coach and step out of that role and become a father and step out of that role and become this. It's easier for us. This is why, as a husband, you can fight with your wife. It doesn't mean that a minute later you don't want to have sex. Two completely different things. The fight was about the fight, but sex is about something else.
Something
now we can have that. So we are compartmentalized that way. So we can go on as a boyfriend for 10 years, but when the status changes, we switch. Nothing difficult. You're now a husband. And as a husband, there are certain expectations. There are certain things you do. And you will also expect to treat your wife differently because in your mind, she's a wife. This is why sometimes we can fight with our wives over dress. We can fight with our wives over conduct. Why? Because we have a sense that, look, you're a wife. You can't just behave anyhow as if you're a girl. And then people would wonder, but it's the same woman. Yes, but in the man's mind, different role, different conduct.
So I guess that moment when you say, I do, that's where the status changes.
That's where it changes. It's like the day you are employed as a police officer, as a man, you know, it means that something's going to change. So our jobs, whether you are elected in church or in any organization, the moment you are elected, we assume the role. We become part of the one with the role. And so our conduct changes. We start behaving that way. Now, sometimes men can easily be blamed or accused of being power hungry or being too obsessed with their positions. It's because we step into a position and that's it. And we absorb all of the authority. We absorb all of the responsibility. We absorb all the expectations that come with a position. And if there's some pomp associated with it, we move along with the pomp. We move along with the ceremony. That's what we do. So when we become husbands, that's what happens. At the wedding, we become a husband and we stop acting like boyfriends and we become husbands.
Now, man, would I be wrong to kind of assume that's what happens with women?
Not completely. You know, women to a very large extent try to remain girlfriends. Girlfriends that are permanent. They try to remain live-in girlfriends, you know, girlfriends that we live with, that cook for us, that do all kinds of things for us. But they still want this sense of romance, this sense of love. Remember, romance is not some mystical, strange thing. Romance is anything that your woman likes. That's basically it, no matter what it is. If she likes you to stand on top of a pole and sing Baba Black Sheep, every time you do it, you're being romantic. That's it. So you don't have to do some funny thing that comes from television. So anything that she likes, anything that makes her smile is romantic when you do it. So that's it. Now, the boyfriend specialized with that. The boyfriend found out what she liked and did it. The boyfriend spent a lot of time, a lot of energy, and sometimes a lot of money investing in the things that she liked. And he did it. And that's what made him romantic. It's not that he was like some American or some like European. He just did what he liked, what she liked. And the more he did what she liked, the more romantic he became. Now that he's married, the number one thing on his mind is responsibilities. Not just doing things for the sake of making her smile. It's responsibilities. Now he starts thinking about a house. He starts thinking about furniture. He starts thinking about food. He starts thinking about functional things that have to be done. In his mind, this is now a home. Some basic thing needs to happen. It's no longer about getting an ice cream in some ice cream shop and standing in a queue. If you want ice cream, let's save. Let's buy a 2-liter tub of ice cream. You can have it anytime you want. It's cheap. It's convenient. We don't have to drive there. It's very functional. That's the manly thinking. He's now husband. And his office requires that he thinks in very practical and very tangible ways. So the changes are not that evident in the woman. They're not. They're not as strong, as pronounced as they are in the man.
In the man.
Yes. The man changes. He becomes a husband. And the main fight is that the wife is still trying to keep her boyfriend and the husband is trying to become a husband. And so she talks to him the same way she spoke to her boyfriend, and he takes exception because there's no respect. She relates to him with the same tone of voice she used when she was a girlfriend, and the man finds it disrespectful because now he's a husband. You don't talk like that to a husband. Mm. You don't.
Okay.
The body language is the same body language she used when she was a girlfriend, but for the man, it is disrespectful because that's not how you relate to somebody who's your husband, such that in our fights, you will notice that even as we argue and have all these discussions with our wives, you will find that you will fight with your wife about disrespect. And then your wife will say, but what's wrong with this? And then as a husband, you will say, but you wouldn't talk like this to your father. And your wife will say, but you're not my father.
Hmm.
And then she will do something. And as a husband, you'll say, but you'd never accept this from your child. And she says, I'm not your child. But why do we as husbands keep on going back to these illustrations of father, of child, of boss? It's because that's our model of respect. And that's what we're expecting from our wives. We expect them to talk to us in a way they would talk to your father, to their fathers. We find it unacceptable that she'll just talk to you in a way she'd never talk to her father. But in her mind, you're not her father. She didn't marry her father. She married her boyfriend. And her boyfriend didn't have these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So
then would I be correct to kind of say that we as men, when we see the word father, it doesn't matter who it is, but once we're married, we see ourselves fitting that role. And whatever respect we gave to our fathers,
that's the respect we expect.
We expect that from whoever's around us.
Yes. We expect that from our wives. We expect that from our kids. Why? We are now heads of household. Every man will tell you he's the head of his household. That's it. He's the head of his household. And those of us who are Christians have the Bible to back it up. The man is the head of the woman. We have that. And as heads, we know how we should be treated because we have heads at work. We had heads in our homes when we were growing up, and we knew how to relate to them. That's what we expect. But this wife was not marrying a head. She was marrying her boyfriend.
Then would it be wrong to then expect the same from the woman? Because obviously as she was growing up, she learned respect at home from her parents, at school. Then wouldn't that be a fair argument?
Yes, she did learn it. But you know what? She didn't marry her father. She didn't marry her teacher. She didn't marry her boss. She married her boyfriend.
I see. Okay.
And that's what she wants, her boyfriend. Now, how do we deal with this?
Mm.
First, wives need to understand where we are coming from as husbands. Need to understand this is our background. So when you talk to your husband, please select your words. Not because he's your father, but because that's how you say I love you to him, by making him feel like a head of this household. Select your words. Be careful of your tone of voice. Be careful of your body language. Show him that respect the way he knows it. Speak his language of respect. I know you may not, as a wife, intend to disrespect him, but try to speak his language. The more you speak his language, he feels respected. To the husband, I would say, it is not always that your wife is disrespecting you. She's trying to cling to what you offered. You promised her a boyfriend. That's what you gave her until the day you married her. It is not unreasonable for her to try and hang on to that boyfriend.
Because, that's what she fell in love with, right?
That's what she fell in love with. The husband, she's just discovering now. This is why the greatest complaint of new wives is, you've changed. That's what they say. You've changed. You're no longer the same. And sometimes as you try and ask, they will state a lot of things that don't seem to be related. But bottom line, she means, I've lost my boyfriend. I'm stuck with a man I don't know. The face looks familiar. The tone, the voice looks familiar. There are a lot of things that are familiar, but there's some fabric that's gone.
Almost like a married a stranger.
And sometimes in the heat of a fight, she will say, if I knew you were like this, I would have never married you.
Yeah.
Because she never planned to marry a husband.
Hmm.
She wanted her boyfriend for life.
Sadly, Mandla, our time is up. So guys, this is really getting interesting. We're going to continue looking at some of these things that we easily overlook, but will avoid a lot of problems. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
Thank you.